This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. And thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, thank you for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got retired United States Air Force Colonel Jim Warshak. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
They were going to say to pledge and get rolling. You ready?
We're here already.
All right. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I'm a little surprised that about half the country, according to a Reuters Ipsos poll, believes that the United States will be in a full-blown war with Iran sooner rather than later. What say you?
I say more than likely not. This is all being orchestrated and pushed to, number one, hurt the president and cause him to have folks out there question his ability to lead our armed forces, and that he's going to be reckless in what he's doing. And little do most know, all this that's started in the last week or so was done accordingly by the CENTCOM commander, who requested additional forces based on the threat posed, which is what his job is. It wasn't orchestrated by the Pentagon. It was certainly coordinated with the Pentagon and the White House, and the commander-in-chief responded with the support that his commander in the field, so to speak, needed.
Yep.
And we moved a carrier battle group there a little bit earlier. It was on the way. You know, we keep a carrier strike group in the Persian Gulf or in the general area, and no big deal. It got there a little earlier in the rotation, and we moved some bombers there. That was a show of force to just send a signal. We do that all the time.
Sure do.
And we sent some Patriot batteries to protect the forces, which is the responsibility of Secretary of Defense. They're making a lot to do about nothing. Certainly, there's increased intelligence that said Iran was upping its effort to produce uranium, as well as we saw a several cargo ships that were sabotaged a couple weeks ago, most likely by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels from Yemen. And so we respond accordingly. I don't foresee anything happening now. The Iranians are certainly going to want to instigate something so that perhaps something else transpires, but I'm not too concerned, and I think this will die down in a matter of a few more days.
Well, the person that agrees with you is someone that I respect greatly. The more I hear from him, Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, he said the United States and the Persian Gulf is there to deter Iran, not to attack Iran.
That's exactly right. I wrote an article about a week ago saying just that. Our job there is to deter Iran. Our job there is to protect our forces that are already stationed in the Middle mm-hmm. East. And the third responsibility is to protect U.S. vital interests in the Middle East. And we have vital interests in the Middle East as we do around the world. So, you know, it's the things you need to do to posture when we see, intelligence reporting that, poses a threat to us. It's too late to respond after that. And this mm-hmm. is a preemptive show of force to tell the world, particularly Iran, that we're serious about it. They know what they're doing. This is just part of their effort mm-hmm. to rattle us. They're disciplined. Yep. They are angry against our pullout of the Iran nuclear deal because they're losing lots of money.
Speaking of show of force, NORAD had to scramble some jets because we had six Russian aircraft, four Russian Bear bombers, and two fighters escorting them flying off the coast of Alaska. And then we just kind of went up there and said, hey, we see you. Here we are. See us too?
Yep, pretty much routine. They test us in an area called the North American Air Defense Zone, mm-hmm. and we have AWACS in the air up there, the E-3 AWACS. We scrambled some of our fighters up there, F-22 Raptors, and there were two encounters, no incidents. First was a couple of Bear bombers that they attempt to. This is their version of taunting us. And they respond, we respond. I mean, we see this happen on the East Coast. We see this happen down on the Gulf Coast of the United States when they used to fly out of, Cuba. It's routine. We anticipate it all the time. And it's their ability to test us and we test them to see their response. So, we'll see more of this. This is normal routine.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshuk. Now, he is a retired United States Air Force colonel, but now as the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, we're going to go political in the next segment. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, including the Democrats appearing to be disarray, which, once again, 9 o'clock this morning, Nancy Nicru is going to have a caucus meeting about impeachment. Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends over at the Mixon Fruit Farm. And let me tell you something. When you think of Mixon Fruit Farms, you got to think of that Mixon Groveside Cafe that's inside the fruit farm, because that's the hidden gem of Bradenton right now. Now, the Mixon Groveside Cafe has got a lot of great lunch and specials over there. You can call ahead and order if you want at 941-748-5829. They are located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. By the way, they are a designated Florida tourist attraction, so when you folks come down here from all around the country to visit Florida, you'll be able to see Mixon Fruit Farms is right there. Try out the Groveside Cafe. Try one of the great, renowned Cuban sandwiches, maybe that grandma's pot roast slow-cooked sandwich, maybe even the forklift burger, large and in charge, the amazing Superman sandwich, or the nightclub sub. You'll love it, too, at Mixon Fruit Farms, the Mixon Groveside Cafe in Bradenton. All right, back to Colonel Jim Marshak. And Colonel Jim, how are you?
We're doing great, Matt. How are you doing today?
Oh, I've got a great day going on. I've had a great week going on. I mean, you and I were in the same town Saturday night in Sarasota. You were down there politicking it up, and I was down there speaking it up, but it was a lot of fun, right?
Absolutely. We had the Republican Party of Florida annual, or I should say quarterly meeting, and we're planning ahead for 2020.
And Joe Gruters and company did a fine job, because that's Joe's hometown.
Absolutely. It was well done, and it's gonna be a strong effort on his part, and we're gonna have some fun as well.
Well, let's talk about some politicking that was going on. Now, behind closed doors, and nobody knew what went on until somehow or another this report came out there, Rex Tillerson, the former Secretary of State, met very quietly behind closed doors with the House Foreign Affairs Committee members, and it was under the radar. Nobody knew about it.
Yeah, they cajoled the former Secretary of State to sit down and talk about Trump foreign policy, particularly Trump's engagement with Russia or lack thereof. And you could tell from the beginning this was essentially a agreed setup, so to speak, because he met with just Chairman Elliot Engel,
right.
Democrat from New York.
Yep.
They had Michael McCall, Republican Texas, in there. But the other thing is, it was one of the staffers who leaked the story, and of course they leaked the story to the Daily Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And once you read, you figured that out and read the story, you saw that, you know, this is much to do about nothing. It talked about how, you know, Trump tried to get a, you know, foreign policy engagement going with the Russians through the State Department.
Sure.
And his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, injected himself into it and didn't allow the State Department to do what they needed to do. And, you know, you just start going about halfway through the story and you say, okay, this is a hit piece to, put a negative spin on this meeting. And it's all about trying to give some semblance that Trump was colluding with the Russians rather than conducting foreign policy.
Well, that's all there's going on here, because I'm looking at one here right now. This is the headline. Pelosi to discuss impeachment this morning. The Democratic caucus is going to get together, House Democrats, at 9 a.m. to specifically discuss the impeachment issue, and other battles are expected to be discussed at that time. By the way, Ocasio-Cortez and her little group of cronies are exceptionally excited over the fact that they might actually be able to start the impeachment proceedings.
Well, as we all know, that's been the call on the part of the Democrats since the president was elected.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole Russia collusion deal was, to create a story so that they had grounds for impeachment. They're grasping for every possible way they can come up with some justifiable reason with grounds that back up what they're trying to do, and they're just keep running up against a brick wall. We watch Gerald Nadler there, who is going subpoena crazy, trying to bring people in to question them, and it's a charade. It's going to fail because the American people aren't going to stomach this. They're starting to realize what's going on. There was even a poll out yesterday that said 51% of the millennials support Trump and what's going on. That was pretty interesting. We talked about that last night at our monthly meeting at the Republican Party, and so we'll see where that takes us. But I think there's a lot more support for the president out there than most understand or knowledgeable of, but the Democrats know, and they're scared to death.
Well, when you talk about black eyes and you talk about the Democrats and you talk about the big blue cities, you've got to talk about San Francisco and Los Angeles. It is so horrible. The health conditions there are so deplorable, pardon the pun, because of the people living on the street and all the garbage and everything else out on the street along with them, the homeless and the people that they're allowing to do that, that you've actually got a typhoid fever warning up in Los Angeles because of what may or may not be going down there.
Well, you know, incompetence in political leadership and in the running of these cities breeds this kind of deplorability, so to speak, from the standpoint of health, economically. You know, the city is doing horribly due to the high taxes, not only for California, but in the city taxes itself. They've created a public health crisis. They've created an economic crisis in the city. They're trying to blame it on capitalism, that it's a failure of capitalism,
yeah.
But it's not a failure of capitalism. It's a failure of injecting socialism, so to speak, into the governance of these cities. And it's not just here. We're watching similar in New York City with Mayor de Blasio, who is unfortunately a candidate for president that will be short-lived.
That's right.
And so you know, you have to watch closely and pay attention to what's going on in these cities. And I feel bad for the residents, and but I'm angry with the voters who keep electing these kind of people in, and they're watching their cities crumple underneath their feet. And you think they'd get it, and unfortunately they're not.
Now, Ken Cuccinelli, who was the former Attorney General of Virginia, I believe he also ran for did he run for governor or did he run for Senate? And I'd say one or the other. I forget which one. But he has now been named to take an unspecified position at the Department of Homeland Security. He's going to be doing something down along the border, and we'll find out about that, I believe, in the next day or two when they tell us exactly what the title is going to be.
Yeah, you know, he's well-known in Washington and Virginia circles, and from my understanding, he's going to be used kind of as a color person to bring more coverage of what's going on, kind of a man on the street for the Homeland Security. He'll be part of the PR effort to get out the word of how serious things are down along the border, and so he will be providing coverage and reports on a regular basis to the Director of Homeland or the Secretary of Homeland Security. And I think this whole effort is to counter what the mainstream media has been putting out there so that American people really see what's going on.
Okay, now, not to be outdone, we've had the Alabama abortion bill. We've had, there was another one. There was a Georgia, I think. And now we've got South Carolina. The governor there vows to sign another abortion bill that's making its way to his desk. This is obviously a fast challenge to get to the Supreme Court of Roe v. Wade, I do believe.
Yeah, this I believe, is an orchestrated effort to do just that. So that it is an election issue that will open the eyes of Americans to understand how the whole abortion effort is being played out in the country. You know, we had the movie Unplanned, and we've had the president speaking a lot about this. So this is an effort to make things happen, put this to the forefront, and it will be you know, within the top five key issues for the presidential election, I'm sure, in 2020.
Yeah, and one last little thing, got about 30 seconds here, so I'll make it quick. The IRS memo says that it's mandatory for them to give Congress Trump's tax returns. However, that's been challenged, and it's going to be decided in a court of law with the judge who was nominated by Obama to be a Supreme Court justice. He didn't make it, so you got about 10 seconds there.
There may be a memo, but procedurally, the president doesn't have to provide his taxes. He finds out if he files a financial disclosure, but not his taxes.
All right. Thanks a lot, Colonel. We'll talk to you next week. All right. That's Colonel Jim Warshak from the Republican Party of Hillsborough County, chairman and also retired United States Air Force colonel. And we'll be right back with more. We're going to be talking to the consumer quarterback here in just a minute or so. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress had meetings with Trump administration officials on the escalating tensions with Iran. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains what they discussed.
We walked through our efforts and our ultimate objective over the past days, which has been to deter Iran.
Also meeting with them, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. They met with both the House and Senate to lay out the administration's thinking on Iran. Arizona Senator Lindsey Graham says he agrees with them.
And I'm hoping that this show of force will result in de-escalating, not escalating.
But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's afraid they'll go too far.
We can create a situation in which a war will take place.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 197 points, the S&P up 24, and the NASDAQ up 83. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. They've got an incredible story, and when you join the Tampa Bay Club, you've got access to over 400 boats. Now, it's the largest fleet of any of the Freedom Boat Club franchises in the United States. They currently have 175 locations, plus a couple up in Canada, and they've got 23 locations right here in the Tampa Bay area. 23 locations. When they first started with us, they had 10 locations and 100 boats. But we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. All right, joining us right now, we've got the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, what were you talking about yesterday with your consumer folks? You had quite a different array there when I met them there. Who exactly did you have yesterday that you were, and what were you talking about?
On the show or in the conference room?
Well, I guess the conference room. Were they on the show?
Yeah. So the conference room, we had a couple of potential partners. Actually, one actually ended up joining our show. It was a home stager. Mm-hmm. So she helps stage real estate properties so they can sell faster.
Okay.
The other gentleman was a travel expert. So he was considering coming on the show. We had a real estate agent that's going to be joining our team.
Mm-hmm.
With a platinum MVP team.
Was that the Marine?
That was, yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, because he was excited.
Yeah, he was.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, super cool guy.
Yep.
And, yeah, just had a great team in there, you know, great team of people looking to help consumers.
Okay, and your show yesterday, who'd you have on there helping the consumers?
We had Fred Muth, a.k.a. the Tin Man, Campus Greens and Aluminum. We had William Crowley, a.k.a. the Credit Magician, helping people with their credit improvement. And also Patrick Morades, the PEO Piper, helps business owners with outsourcing their HR functions.
Now, do you have one particular thing that people ask you the most about when it comes to being a consumer quarterback? Is there one area that you're getting more than others?
I think it's either credit or maybe, you know, down payment assistance. But when buying real estate, credit improvement, mm-hmm. how to improve their credit, or hey, yeah, I had some issues mm-hmm. with my credit, identity theft, or potentially, you know, hey, the misconception of I gotta have 20% down. I don't have enough money saved up. People mm-hmm. think they have to have 20% down. You don't. You know, there's loan programs where you can get, you know, 3% down.
Now, for the umpteenth time yesterday, I got another one of those calls from a number that you don't even know where they're at anymore because I think they make up numbers. And it was a robocall. And it was, this is the Internal Revenue Service, and you need to call us right away because we are putting a hold on your account because there's been suspicious activity, and your next check will be held up until you give us a call, blah, 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 blah. Well, and then at the end it went, and you can push one for immediate service. So I said, okay, I'm going to put an end to this right now. So I pushed one, and a voice came on. It was a charming young lady who sounded like as if she knew what she was talking about. And I let her do a little spiel for a bit, and then she goes, well, you know, we're going to need to have your name and your date of birth and your Social Security number and your address so that we can track this down and get this taken care of for you. And I said, well, I'm glad you asked me that. I said, because not only have I been recording you, but you've reached Detective Captain Matt Bruce from the Clearwater Police Department, and we will be coming for you very soon. Click! On the other end of the phone, that was it.
Nice.
So score one for the good guys.
Yeah, feed it back to them.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. And you know, they couldn't hang up the phone fast enough. I know I shocked the hell out of them, and I hope maybe I did somebody a favor by doing that. Because damn these people that are doing this. And somebody somewhere along the line will fall for this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, it happens so often. And, you know, that's the advice, just to hang up, save that number as a block number. Don't save it.
Oh, I blocked it. I every time I get a robocall like that, I block them right on the spot. I block them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, something cool happened also Monday. I went in and talked to the Greater Tampa Realtor Association. There's about 150 realtors in the room.
Oh, yeah, right down the street from us.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I taught branding and negotiation. So I was talking about the radio show model, and then also I did some talk about negotiation with them, and it was very well received. They really liked it. They enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, because people don't understand, you know, radio is a medium all by itself, and if you do it properly, especially in the business that you're in, you do it properly, you can brand yourself, and you have done that, and you've been very successful at it. Plus, it's grown into a television show, too.
That's right, yeah. No, Apple TV, Amazon, Roku, you know, 85 other outlets, plus we've got a lot of great partners, so it's kind of like a B&I group, sometimes I say, on steroids, because we're mm-hmm. broadcasting our message to thousands of people rather than just meeting with the same 20, 25 people every week.
But the other reason is because they know they can count on you. You're dependable, you're honest, your message is a good message, the people can use it, and they can grow with it, and they like what you're doing. That's the important thing.
That's right, and we're attracting people to the team now. You know, we're interviewing agents. We're up to 12 people on our team now,
mm-hmm.
and people are just really attracting to our differentiation in the marketplace.
Yeah, well, I don't see why they wouldn't. Speaking of which, again, you put a house on the market, and it seems like it's gone. Boom. Am I wrong?
It can be. If it's priced right, that's the problem, though, is some of the sellers, they don't want to price the properties correctly, and they don't listen to the agent. And then, you know, you kind of take the listing. You take the listing because you say, hey, you know, on one hand, let's try to get them the most amount of money. But then you look back 3 months later, 4 months later, and it's still on the market. And then the sellers don't want to correct the price. and then you're kind of sitting out there as an overpriced listing. So it is the tale of two markets. There's about 80% of the properties that are priced. It's probably more about the 60% that are priced not to sell, and there's about 30 to 40% that are actually priced to sell, and those are the ones that do sell.
Now, in picking a real estate agent, what do you look for?
What I would look for is what, you know, what do you do outside? The number one question I would ask is, what do you do outside of the normal, standard, basic marketing that any other real estate company would offer, like putting it on the MLS? And then see how they answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I would ask, you know, about experience. How many homes have you sold? Those are two of the main questions I would ask. And I would talk about the team. You know, do you have a team, or is it just a solo entrepreneur, agent, which, you know, will be limited on resources?
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yes, sir. Brandon Rhymes here, 813-670-7372. That's our consumer advocate hotline. Call or text that number anytime, 813-670-7372. It's REQB, by the way, 670-REQB. And then consumerqb.com is our consumer quarterback show website, consumerqb.com. And for the real estate company, it's platinummvpteam.com.
All right, and I thank you very much, Brandon, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Take care. All right, and that's Brandon Rhymes, and a really sharp individual. Again, the Consumer Quarterback Show, you can hear it and look it up online, Google it, whatever, the Consumer Quarterback Show. It's on our sister station, 1380 The Biz, weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m., and always a wealth of information, and he helps out the consumers in many different ways, and I'd suggest that you check it out. Now, coming up, the final segment of the program, I got a couple things to mention here. Again, I'm going to take a look, one last look at the weather, because we will have some more storms, severe storms out there in the plains, and this is coming east this time. Catwoman and Road Dog just let me know that they scattered rain and lightning and fog on I-30 from Arkansas west of Memphis all the way to Texas. And, yeah, I don't doubt that. I can see it. And I can see where it's been. And unfortunately, a lot of that bad weather is still out there today. It looks like you got one or maybe a day and a half of that sort of stuff to go on. But it's moving to the east, northeast. So it's going to cross over the Mississippi River and probably come into the Ohio Valley by what I'm looking at here. So, again, we will be checking on that and taking a long look at it when we come back. And in addition, today, Nancy Pelosi and company, 9 a.m. is supposed to be the meeting when she sits down with her caucus, and they're going to talk about the impeachment thing and try to come to some sort of agreement there. You know, if they do, if they pursue the impeachment against Donald Trump, I'm telling you right now, they can forget about the next decade of having anything to do with leadership in the Congress of the United States. They are finished. Finished. So have at it, Democrats. Meanwhile, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the Beach and Boating Forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Let's take a look at our conditions today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's going to be mostly sunny. There'll be a few isolated storms, thunderstorms around the area. However, winds start out at the southeast, light and variable. This afternoon, they'll be westerly with breezes up to about 10 to 12 miles per hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop most of the day. The Gulf water temperature currently 84 degrees. The Bay water temperature 82 degrees. And we had our high tide at 3:15 p.m. Our low tide coming at 11:26 this morning. So that's the way it looks with the beach and boating. Now, remember, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is part of an incredible story of growth with the Freedom Boat Club in general. They have 175 locations across the United States, which includes two locations in Canada. Now, when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you have access to over 400 boats in this franchise. This is the largest franchise of all the Freedom Boat Clubs right here in Tampa Bay. They have 23 locations to serve you, including the villages, the coveted villages. Everybody that knows anything about Florida, every time you see cameras down here for a politics of any kind or talking about the Florida lifestyle, they're in the villages. So the Freedom Boat Club's in the villages, too, with two locations. Now, you can choose from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center Console, which will get you out into the Gulf in a nice fashion. Also, the Hurricane Deck Boats, which a lot of people like to use to just kind of cruise around the bay and go up into the inlets and go up into the rivers and whatnot. That's a lot of fun. And then you got the Key West Skiffs for fishing, which will get you into the waters where the big ones are for sure. And remember, members, all they have to do is make a reservation, pack your cooler, bring your fishing poles with you or your sunbathing paraphernalia, whatever the game may be, and away you go for a day of fun on the water. When you come back, you park the boat, you hand them the keys, and you're done. It's just that simple. Boating was never that easy. And your membership in the Freedom Boat Club will give you reciprocity for any of the Freedom Boat Clubs anywhere across the country, including those two locations in Canada. Now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club right now, right here, regardless of where you're from in Tampa Bay, we have a unique program where you save $1,000 off membership. Now, you do that, and the way you qualify is active duty military, veterans, first responders, active or retired, and the 911 dispatchers too, and anybody that works in the medical profession, whether you work in a doctor's office, a hospital, you're in a convalescent facility, you're in a nursing home, whether or not you are the doctor, the nurse, the office secretary, the admissions director, maybe you're the orderly, or maybe you're the guy that does the laundry, or maybe you're just HVAC or some sort of maintenance. Guess what? You qualify for that $1,000 off the one-time entry fee, which is the only franchise that's doing that. So take advantage of that. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com is the website. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com is the website. And the phone number is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that is going to save you even money, and it'll give you the white gloves treatment that you so deserve. All right, now, I got a little something here as we wrap the show up, final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch. You know, we've got the Democrats today that are going to meet with Nancy Pelosi, and they're supposedly going to be talking all about impeachment process and whether or not they want to do it. And some of these folks are getting pressure to make sure they do that. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows. But I'll tell you what, in my humble opinion, in the event that they do that, guess what? They're handing the election to Donald Trump in 2020. Because people have had it with this nonsense. Now, here is Donald Trump when he was in Montoursville, in Pennsylvania. And here's some of what he was talking about.
I didn't like it. You look at what these countries have made. We lost on just trade $800 billion on average for many years. $800 billion, not million. $800 million's a lot. $800 billion, it's not even conceivable. And we didn't do anything about it. And I mean not only President Obama. I mean others, too. It's a shame. But we're straightening it out. It's not easy. It's not easy because we have a lot of assaults from within. But we're straightening it out, and it's getting done. And you see what's going with China? We're taking in, we will soon be taking in, over $100 billion in tariffs. And remember this, they subsidize their product. People are moving from China now to go to areas that aren't tariffed. We're going to build places in Pennsylvania and others rather than order, like the old days. Remember the old days? We actually made our own product, okay? We made our own product. Very expensive for China. They're not happy, but that's okay. It'll all work out. Foreign countries liked it much better when they could push us around, rip us off, and make us pay for the privilege of handing over our jobs and handing over our wealth. 8 long years ago, if you remember, I said it's really bad. We're never going back. The previous administration, what they did to our country, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well, absolutely, positively, because no matter what they try to do, no matter how they try to say it, guess what? Guess what? The Obama administration took us backwards. Backwards. All right, and let's drift on over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hi, Captain. It's Sean.
Okay, go right ahead. What's up?
Oh, okay. I thought Trump was on.
Well, he was, but I got rid of it.
All right.
Now we're listening to you.
All righty. Well, I just wanted to point out, you know, talking about Trump, and he's probably going to be running against Biden. And I just wanted to let everybody know, of course, right here locally, we've got our ambulance chasers, Morgan and Morgan, who's doing a big fundraiser for Joe Biden and endorsed him.
Mm-hmm.
And based on what I've read and seen from this Morgan guy, that he just wants to turn us into California. He wants to legalize pot.
Mm-hmm.
And what we need to do is start running some ads that show video footage of all these Democrat cities with their tents and all these homeless people.
And the mess.
And yeah, et cetera, mm-hmm. the drug use and all of that, and the poop map, and mm-hmm. say, this is who you want running our country so they can turn the rest of the country into what they run in their mm-hmm. own cities and districts they represent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this stuff has got to get laid out there somehow so the people that only get their information from CNN, et cetera, Washington Post, you know, everything that's on phones and computers is mm-hmm. from that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all reading the bad stuff. We've mm-hmm. got to get this footage in front of them so they see exactly what it is that they're going to be allowing. And it's 50 times higher because
all right.
they keep saying voter fraud.
Okay, well, I got to let you go because I'm running out of time. But thank you very much, Sean, and you make some very good points. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, and that's Sean, and we appreciate his comments. Now, before I run, I got to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota, DOMENICKS, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Don't forget, they also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even a little bit more than you might get to sneak into the private supply of pastries in the back room. How do I know? I've been in that back room. All righty. I'll be back tonight, everybody. I'm going to grab that door, slam it over there in the corner, and see you in the morning. God bless America. Have yourself a great, safe day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.